Test. Okay. Welcome back to another episode of Corporatainment. I am your host, Amora. And today I'm here with a wonderful actress, writer, and teacher, Paulina Pinto Rubio. Did I pronounce that?
Don't worry.
You
pronounce it perfectly, actually. And most people have problems with R's, but you didn't.
I had to get it now.
We can practice it.
Congratulations on your most recent audition. I'm super excited for you. What happened?
Oh, well, I've been casting like crazy in Facebook groups and everywhere I run into, you know? So it's starting to give me some results. And I just did a casting right now and actually got selected immediately.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
I'm so excited
to hear that as well, too, because I know it can be kind of hard to chase after your dream in the arts and at the same time work a 9-to-5 job. When you find that your results are finally paying off, it's like the best thing ever. I know that you used to be a kindergarten English teacher and you study international trade. So for you to move over to be an actress, that's a huge jump. What was it like being an English teacher? Like, tell me your story there.
Okay, actually, it was my first job ever. Mm. So it was complicated because it's not easy to work with kids and it's not easy to work with kindergartens, you know, like you have to teach them how to go to the bathroom. You have to teach them not to bite anybody, you know, so it's kind of complicated. My mom is a kindergarten teacher, so I kind of knew what I was getting into. But when I had my first job, it was with 32 kids in first grade of kindergarten. So it was insane. And that I had only insane. One. Yeah. And I had only one person helping me with the bathroom and everything. So I cried the very first day. I cried on my way back home. Like, this is not for me. What am I doing? This is all messed up, you know, but I kept on going. I needed the job. You have to go for it. You have to eat. So I stayed there and I started to get prepared while I was working. So that was also kind of tricky because I was learning how to be a teacher and being a teacher at the same time. So it was intense. Definitely was a lot of work. But I remained as a teacher because I started to enjoy it, actually. And kids are... I mean, it's wonderful to work with kids because once they start to be more confident in English, I was teaching them English, they start to talk in English, and it was so rewarding for me. And it was beautiful to see these little kids that they're barely speaking Spanish now speaking a second language because of me. So it was beautiful. I stayed as a teacher, only as a teacher, for 4 years. In Cancun, in Mexico, and then in Puebla. That's my hometown. So I stayed like that, and then I started my degree in international trade while I was working as a teacher. Yeah. And I chose that because I've always liked business. I've always had like this thing for commerce. I'm very good at selling. And I saw in Cancun that that was paying off. So I said to myself, okay, girl, I like good things. I like good life. So let's get going. So that's why I chose it and started that degree. And I never really took off from modeling or small acting, like for commercials or stuff like that, extras or whatever. But I wasn't really taking it seriously until I finished my degree.
Thank you. I had myself on mute. I don't want the audio to like sound bad. So I'm like, I mute myself to like avoid the background noise. But that's wonderful. What did you learn from working your stable/9-to-5 jobs that you were able to incorporate back into yourself when you started writing films and short films and getting into the acting scene?
Well, I learned a lot about discipline, about self-management. Trying to work on a schedule gives you the advantage of preparing yourself mentally and physically to do a certain job. And to give yourself to it from a starting point to the point that you are going to finish. I mean, if you're going to be working at an office from 9 to 5, your body itself programs to work in that office right. for that period of time. So I learned a lot about that. I learned a lot about discipline, about finances too, how to handle my finances, because I had an income from my job. I had an income from modeling or whatever I was doing. And I had an income maybe for tutoring or from selling things or whatever. So I had a lot of incomes, but I needed to organize myself, not to spend it all, you know. So that was what I learned. And definitely right now, what it has given me, it's that right now with COVID and working from home, what I do is that I also work on a schedule. I know that from 9 a.m., I have to be productive until probably 11, 11:30, depending on my mood, depending on how well did I sleep the night before, you know, all those kinds of things. And then I start again my productive time at 2 p.m. until 6. So it has given me that structure, you know, and also to learn how real companies work. Because sometimes as a creative, you just think that you're just gonna create something out of the blue, like without a process. And that is what companies know, that processes have a reason to live, you know. You need to start with the idea and then start developing it and now integrate that into the creative process. It has given me a lot of structure. And I'm a Capricorn, so I need structures.
And I'm a Taurus too, so I need that structure too. Okay. Because when I learned by working in tech, I looked at what I was doing every day when I came to work. And I said, okay, I noticed when you get hired at a new job, there's usually some sort of structure in place and they have certain goals that they want you to accomplish by the end of the week, by the end of the month, and they're always measuring you. And I said to myself, I can literally make that a template for myself. Every day that I go into work, I have a certain routine that I do. That's literally a template. I can copy that exact same template. It might be a little bit more flexible in the sense that I can wake up at 10 o'clock a.m. I don't have to wake up at 8 a.m. But it's easy because working on 9 to 5, oftentimes you get perspective. Like if you have a product, well, there's contracts in place for that. So in my mind, I was thinking, okay, well, if I have my own business, I need to have certain contracts. Another thing that we don't really take advantage of, I think, is the people that we work with. It's like you work with lawyers when you're at work. So you could literally go to somebody's desk and pick their brain and just be like, hey, I have a question about ABC on your lunch break. And it's like, once you get that direction, it's a lot easier to know where you can go and find more information to apply to your business. But I think taking advantage of the resources that you have at work and just keeping a mental note of everything that they want you to do, know that they're doing it for a reason. Like, for example, another thing that's really, I think, is awesome is when I work in tech, they're very big on security and they're not doing it because it's cute. They're doing it because they're trying to protect customers. They're doing it because they're trying to protect themselves. So, you know, they use different softwares, you know, password managers and stuff like that. And a lot of password managers are free for the simple subscription. And so in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, well, maybe I should get a password manager. If these tech companies are doing it, maybe that's something I should do too. You know, it makes sense out of it. So it's like, I love that you said that you were kind of like learning, you know, on the job as well too.
Exactly. You have to take advantage and take all the information that you are getting from anywhere to do it yourself for whatever the purpose you want. If you want to do it for another business, if you want to do it for your creative process, whatever you want, they are doing it because of something. Somebody probably messed up in the past. So let's learn from their mistakes, right?
Exactly. And you get paid to do it. That's the funny thing. You're getting paid to learn. Yes, you're getting paid to do your job. And yes, you do your job as well as you possibly can do it, because that's what you're there for. But you're also learning on the job. And that's one thing that got me thinking when I was younger. I was like, what's a way that I can learn while I'm on the job and I don't have to worry about going into debt from a university? If I don't have to. Certain things you have to go to university to study, but then some things you don't. You can always go back to a university.
Exactly. And that is actually one thing that I have always thought about myself, you know, like I do teaching, I do trade, I do acting, I do writing. you never can get enough things for you to learn from, you know? And everything, at a certain point, everything is going to merge somehow. But that is up to you. And that is up to your goals. And right now, it's totally paying off for me because right now I have a structure. Right now, I'm very organized with my time. And right now, I get to do what I love most, that is acting and also getting paid by doing something else. So it's amazing.
You brought up a good point. From what I took from that is just being adaptable. It leads me into like my next point. And I remember you and I talked about the importance of not putting all your eggs in one basket. And as a result, you also have your own peanut butter brand. And I thought that was just so creative. I would never even thought about a peanut butter brand. So how did you even come up with this idea that this was for you? And tell us how you got into it.
Well, it was certainly random. Totally. Like, I started a diet. The nutritionist told me, like, okay, you have to eat peanut butter, but you have to do it naturally. Like, you can't get, like, Skippy's or Aladino's or whatever brand you want to say. You have to do it yourself. Here's how you can do it. Get yourself a food processor. And I'm like, okay, I have the food processor. Okay, I have peanuts. Okay, let's do it. And I did it. It was great. And then I started thinking, okay, in Mexico, we don't have like here in the States that you can go to the supermarket or whatever grocery store is your favorite and just grit the peanuts. We don't have that. We only have brands of different peanut butters that have conservatives, that have salt, that have sugar, that have tons of things that are not really good for your body. So I started thinking to myself, okay, what if I put this in a jar and then just sell it through Facebook, through Marketplace, through whatever. And I did, and I started it, and people loved it because it was cheaper. And wow, the jar that I use is made of glass, so you're not contaminating. And also what I do is that I do refill. So you buy one it for a certain price, and then your second buy, if you give me the jar back, it's half the price. So it works for everybody. It works for the environment. It works for me. It works for the people. It's great. And actually, it's still going while I'm here because I've been working with that for now it's going to be 2 years. So now I have people that can handle it over there in Mexico while I'm here in the States. So it's amazing.
What's the name of the peanut butter brand?
Peanut butter. Because my last name is Pino, so I just added like a T for it to become peanut.
That's cute.
It's quite simple, actually.
It's just so cute. Play on words. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the previous people that I interviewed is very analytical, like an economist as well, too. Like, she's very analytical. And she's also a podcaster, loves food and just discovering new things. She has a question for you.
Oh, my God.
So the question is this. If someone gave you $10,000 and there were no strings attached, meaning that you didn't have to pay taxes on it, you didn't have to give it back, it's like a donation, it's just given to you, what would you do with that $10,000?
Probably produce a short film and invest it. Yeah, definitely make it work for me.
A Capricorn.
It's what I've learned. It's the best thing that I can think of. Like, make that money work for me. I don't know. Right now with COVID and with all this situation, what I've learned is that you can never take for granted anything. Not even your job, not even your house, not even your health. Unfortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you see it, we live in a capitalist world. So we need money to live on it. If I'm getting this gift, make it work, baby.
Yeah, that was a similar answer to what I had as well, too. I was like, I wouldn't spend the entire bit of money because I look at it as need it again in the future. And I want it to be available to me if I don't need it heavily right now.
Exactly. Of course, I thought immediately like traveling all around Europe. Of course, it will be lovely, you know, but then again, what happens if at certain point you're in Europe and another pandemic strikes and I don't know, maybe you get stuck in there and you spend all this money and what's going to happen then? Definitely invested. And I'd love to produce a short film or a series about females. And I have a lot of texts that I would love to produce. So definitely that and invest the rest.
Have you thought about putting any like short films on YouTube as well too?
Yes, I have. Well, the problem that I've been facing is that it's very difficult to film while COVID is happening. So I haven't really started that. I have the text, but I'm still like pulling it off, like making it perfect because Capricorn, of course, I have to make it perfectly. So it's been quite complicated for me. And also I want to do it in English. So it's not as easy as if it was in Spanish, you know, it's not my first language. So I think I don't have really a problem, but it's not the same. You know, most of the time the vocabulary could be really basic or the expressions are not the same. So I'm trying to make it work perfectly that this investment of the 10 grand will pay off also with that short film.
Don't forget to consider me if you need an actress or a singer in your podcast. Oh. Not podcast, oh. Your film. Don't forget.
never, girl.
Yeah, that's such a cool idea. Like, I even thought about writing a script and I tried it. I did half a page. And then from there, I was just kind of like, I'll come back to it. But I didn't. So people that can write amazing scenes and movies and films, I really admire them for that because it takes a lot of work to do and it's a lot of creativity, you know, creativity involved. I don't know why I'm not able to talk. I'm not usually. I'm just going to relax a little bit.
Say aguacate many times. That's a trick I learned.
Aguacate?
Aguacate. Avocado. But it's a difficult word.
Aguacate?
Aguacate.
Aguacate.
Exactly.
Aguacate.
Aguacate, 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 aguacate,
aguacate, aguacate.
And then you come back again.
Oh, look at me. I felt the gentleness in my shoulders kind of go down. Okay.
Because you melt as an avocado melts.
Oh, now people get mad at me, but I don't actually like to eat avocados. I appreciate them because they make my friends happy. So you all can have all the avocado you want. You see, it works out for everyone.
Exactly. Actually, my cousin and my soul sister, she's allergic to avocados. And I love them. I even have socks with avocados. Okay. I put it everywhere. In my hair, in my
on socks.
Yeah. So I think it's kind of the olive theory from How I Met Your Mother. If you find your soulmate and they don't like avocados, that person is meant for you. So, girl.
Okay, now question for you. What is a question that you might have for the next person I'm going to interview? Okay.
What is the worst thing that has happened in your life that right now has made you believe that is a superpower?
Ooh.
Is that a good question?
I think so. I'm curious to see their answer. Ooh.
Okay. What will be yours?
Oh, the worst thing that has happened that I see now during COVID is actually that reveals my superpower or...
Maybe. Well, for example, I will give you my example.
Okay.
I was abused when I was a child.
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah, it kind of sucked. It kind of gave me a lot of traumas while I was younger. Right now, I've been to therapy. I've talked about it. But now what it has given me, it's a voice for women and for people around the world to tell them, okay, this is abuse. This is not okay. Okay. And this is what you can legally do against those people. So it kind of gave me this superpower to believe in myself, to believe that the world can be a better place. And that men have taken away a lot of things from us, but they are not going to take them anymore. So now it's a superpower.
Wow, that's beautiful and that's amazing. I'm sorry that you went through that. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. It just makes me so sad to hear when people hurt children because they are innocent. They can't do nothing. You know, it makes me sad when people hurt each other.
Mm, so I feel it.
I wish I could give you a hug right now. So here's a
thank you so much. And I mean, it's complicated and it's a complicated thing, but actually a lot of people are coming out to say their stories. And I know that my story is not the first and it's not going to be the last, sadly. But if I can maybe inspire someone or tell someone where to go in case of, that is the best reward I can get.
That's beautiful. I'm going to put a link in this video as well, too, for people to seek help as well, too.
Yeah.
Thank you. I always wanted to be a performer and an entertainer and a singer, and I never had direction of how I was going to get there. I never had direction of that. So I always dreamed that it would happen. And I knew that I needed to put in work, but I didn't really have very good direction on how to do that. And that was before social media became a big thing. But now during COVID, I'm able to work on this podcast and I'm able to do TikTok videos. All the random things that come to my mind, there's a place for it now. Because it can go into content that I can put online and share with other people. All that random stuff that will go through my head and just creativity, there's a place for it now. And so that's my superpower, is that
you can now put them into a place. Wow.
Yeah. It's great to see that there are other people that are like that and I'm able to follow them on social media accounts as well too and be like, oh, cool. There's a place for this now. Because I've always been a super outgoing, bubbly person. Like that's always been my personality. But I just never knew where to put that. You know, you work an office desk, an office job. It's not really a place for that there. So it's kind of like I would still make my place while I was at work to do that. But now I feel like, wow, now that I have my own podcast, I can actually be my personality and my own self and be wild. Hey, if I want to. And it's hey, you know, so I'm really happy. So that's my superpower.
Thanks, COVID.
Yes. Right? Thank you to COVID in that way. That's the only thing I'm grateful for with COVID. Otherwise, COVID is terrible.
Yeah. Ooh. Definitely. Definitely. But I thank COVID too, because otherwise I wouldn't be here in California. So thanks, COVID, for giving me something good. Yeah.
Absolutely. Paulina, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate your time.
It was such a pleasure to be with you. You're lovely and amazing. And please keep on doing this because you're inspiring a lot of people to get out of their comfort zones and do what their heart is telling them to do. So thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you, you too.
If you find the Corporatainment Podcast valuable, there are a few ways you can help support us. You can leave a review with your podcast app, subscribe to the channel, or share our podcast on social media with your friends. My goal is to eventually use this podcast as a launchpad to creating movies and music. It would be so cool to have you along during that journey. If you like our content and want to help it grow professionally, please consider becoming a regular supporter on Patreon at patreon.com/corporatainment. Your financial donations will help to make this dream possible. On our Patreon page, we offer early episodes, list your name on our YouTube episodes, and more. To all of you who have shared, left a comment, and subscribed to our Patreon, thank you so much. And to all of you listening now, thank you for joining, and we'll see you all on the next episode.